fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
And we're calling all inventors. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call now. Do you think you made up maybe a joke, a saying? Are you claiming that you invented a game, perhaps? Tommy, this comes after I went to a friend's house over the weekend. Her name's Liv, and I met her dad, named Phil. And when I walked into the living room, I thought I'd introduce myself. I'm in his home. I'll be polite. I'll do the right thing. I said, oh, hi, I'm Jess. He said, oh, you're Jess. What do you mean by that? He goes...
Bit of attitude there from Phil.
Well, he goes, you stole my joke. I said, excuse me, how many jokes have I ever told on this show? The joke he's referring to, Tommy, happened on the 25th of May, almost a month ago now. This is the joke he's talking about. Tommy, I took a leaf out of your book last night, went for a stroll around Vic Park Lake here in Shep, and I saw a guy walking two little dogs, and I went up for a chat, and I said, hi, are they Jack Russells? He said, no, they're mine. Now, Phil has been harbouring a grudge for about a month, going around telling people I stole his joke. I went, what do you mean I stole your joke? He goes, I made that joke up.
Well, if you've never met Phil and you hadn't heard it from him, then it's not his joke.
He said, where'd you get it from? I said, the internet, where everyone gets their jokes from. He goes, no, I made that joke up.
No, you didn't, Phil.
I'm like, this is classic dad behaviour. thinking he's invented this joke. And I was retelling the story to my boyfriend. He goes, you won't believe this. Talking to a colleague today, she reckons she made up a car game. A car game that you and I actually play, Tommy, where you go through the alphabet and list, say, all the countries starting with A. And then when you run out, you move on to B.
Oh, yeah, we play that all the time.
Yeah. One of Brew's colleagues, my boyfriend's colleagues at his school, was like, oh, yeah, I invented this car game.
No.
What do you mean? You can't claim that.
No, you might have thought you made something up. That doesn't mean you invented it. I feel like an invention needs to be a solid piece of, like, a drink bottle or a pencil case, like something that's made of material so you can claim the first one. You can't claim thoughts, you know what I mean?
You that's can't just a claim thought. Thoughts. I'm pretty sure there's a whole law, like court of law, a system of rules for like intellectual property and that kind of thing. But give us a call now, 13, 12, 16. Do you know someone who claims they invented a saying? Classic George Costanza, I told a woman I coined the phrase, pardon my French.
Yes.
That kind of thing. I reckon it's all dads. Does your dad do it? Are you a dad who does it? Or do you just know someone who's claiming that they've invented something? Coming up just after 8, our phone swap challenges. Join us in studio. They're 24 hours, 5 minutes away from ending, Tommy. But did we catch them cheating overnight, which will essentially disqualify them from winning the prize?
It got pretty intense. There's a video on our Instagram. Go check it out. Hit GV. You be the judge.
But right now we're talking, what are you claiming you invented? Tommy, recently I met a dad of one of my friends, Liv. His name is Phil. And when I met him, he said, you're Jess. And the disdain he spat at me, Tommy. I went, what? What are you talking about? He goes, you stole my joke. The joke he's referring to happened about a month ago. I saw a guy walking two little dogs and I went up for a chat and I said, hi, are they Jack Russells? He said, no, they're mine.
I got to let you know, I've stolen that joke and I've used it a few times. It's a great joke.
You've stolen it from me. I stole it off the internet. I did not steal it off Phil, but he's claiming he invented it. So now we're talking, what are you claiming you invented? A car game, perhaps, a joke, a saying. What are you claiming?
DJ Marupna, mate, what are you claiming you invented?
I reckon I come up with this joke. Where does the koala get his cash out?
Where does the koala get his cash out, DJ?
At the local branch.
To be fair, I've never heard that one. Tommy, have you?
No, I haven't. That's good.
I reckon DJ gets intellectual copyright on that joke. DJ, talk me through it. Did you see a koala one day and you were inspired? Were you getting cash out yourself and you thought if a koala was doing this? Talk me through your thought process.
Well, it's just out camping with boys and there's a lot of trees, I guess.
There's a lot of trees.
I mean, part of the joke.
His story checks out. Well, DJ, you know what? You can have it. Sure.
Yeah, it's all yours. Claim it.
Beautiful, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, DJ.
It's everyone's favourite caller, Paul in Shepparton. What do you reckon you invented, mate?
I invented sweet potato chips.
No, you didn't.
It was when I first moved out of home, and you know, you start getting a bit hungry, so you've got to make your own food. So I come up with this idea. I'm going to deep fry some sweet potato. I had a sweet potato, made some chips. 6 months later, no joke, 6 months later, KFC started having, and then McCain's did it about a month after that, sweet potato chips.
Nando's is doing it now as well. They're all doing it. And you can get like crisps, sweet potato crisps.
Yeah, like
that's pretty good, but they're bloody expensive. You're doing yourself.
Oh, Paul, thanks so much, mate. That's brilliant.
I guess we can't prove that he didn't do it, Tommy.
No, we can't.
Paul, you know what? Claim it. Paul in Shepherd, and he's the inventor of sweet potato chips. Let it be known from this day forth. Thanks for the call, bro.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.